We, or more specifically, I have a problem, Thurant.
Okay.
So, go to my brother's house on Friday. He very nicely invited us over. My wife, family, kids, my other brother was there. We all drank beer. He grilled burgers, made food. The problem, Thurant, is that the burgers were delicious. This is a very big problem, because my brother bought a new grill. More specifically, for people who paid any attention to grilling technology or whatever, he bought a Blackstone. Now, what this thing is, Paul, throughout is it's an outdoor griddle, but it's made for like being outdoors. And this is how they cook burgers at like Five Guys, Shake Shack, and all that stuff. Okay. So, the problem here, Paul, throughout is now I have to buy one.
How much are they?
Well, here's the other problem. As you might be aware, Paul, when you have a brother and they buy something, you can't buy the same one. You have to buy one that's better, because that's how it works. These are the rules of the game. So now I have to power wash and stain my deck so that I can clean it before I get a new grill, which is going to take all weekend. I hate staining the deck. And then I will go out and spend about $700 on a griddle that is better than my brother's. Because mine will have an air fryer attached, Paul Throt.
Okay, I don't, I can't relate to this. I am a little out of sorts. So
it's like you've bought a vacation home in Mexico, Paul Throt. What's going on? It's a very nice beige wall. At least it appears beige on the camera. You did good.
Yeah, it's white. Oh, but I think it's the sun is making it.
I didn't realize they had sun down in Mexico.
Oh, they have nothing but sun down in Mexico. yeah, grill. yeah, have fun with that. I just don't know what to say. Hi.
Doing all right down there, Paul? The water getting to you, maybe?
This has been a busy.
Yes. So you're down in Mexico. You purchased the place. I've seen you've gone to the IKEA. You've purchased some couches.
We've gone to the IKEA so many times. We know people there now.
Oh wow! Fantastic. New friends.
In fact, the woman. Well, we muddle through with Spanish, obviously, but there was a woman who spoke a little bit of English, and she was it really helped us on the first day. And then we happened to run into her on the second time, and we said, you know, okay, whatever. And then we went back the third time, and she made a joke of like hiding behind the table or whatever it was, and it was just kind of funny. But I don't know. I guess so. You know what life is like. Everyone says this about kids: like every day is like this eternity, and then you look back, and the years just went by. The time building up to this was so full of stress and so uncertain. And then it just all kind of happened. And then it was like, you know, honestly, we stepped out of an Airbnb on like January 30th, and it's May, whatever, 15th or something. Or it was yesterday, maybe. And that's not that much time. And like we went from nothing to having like a place here. Right. So even though it was like, at the time it was terrible, you look back and you're like, okay, well, that wasn't too bad. And now we're kind of going through it with like we're only here for like a little bit of time. Like if this had been scheduled normally, like when it was supposed to happen a month or two ago, whatever it was, like we might have had more time to do stuff. So we've been rushing around trying to get stuff done.
Sure.
Which, sorry for the camera. I'm using like a little mini tripod thing on a box for a fan. You know, I don't have any furniture. That's the other thing. So, if you think about like logistically trying to bring stuff into a place, you have to deal with a couple things. Like one is delivery, right? Because where we live, you know, in the United States, I would say most everywhere, if you went to IKEA or Home Depot or whatever, you would schedule a delivery of a big item and they would bring it at some time. But it's not going to be today. It's going to be 5 days from now, 4 days, you know, some amount of time. And like here, you can actually get some stuff delivered in the same day. So, you know, we got a love seat and then a couch and we got a mattress and, actually, that's most of it. I mean, the stuff like they just didn't have to deliver in time, like a fridge and a washing machine. You know, we need lamps and tables and a kitchen table and chairs. And they didn't have it. So it's like we're here for less than or about a week and we felt like we got some stuff done, but we have more than we want to get done. You know, so I don't know why we're doing this. It's so stressful. It's like everything was fine, and I just threw a wrench into the middle of something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's one of we got to populate the village, as they would say sometimes, right? You have the plot of land now, and now you gotta.
We got the internet here, for example.
I'm actually using my 20th century
Wi-Fi.
Hmm? Wow.
That's some that happened. That was interesting because it happened like the next day. Like we were able to. The guys came the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That we kind of figured out how to make that happen. But then the guys who did this were here for like 3 hours. I haven't had anyone spend this much time putting internet in since we got the first cable modem in Phoenix in 1990, whatever year that was, 98 or something. And there's all these wires outside. They're actually below us for where in our apartment, but you've seen the crazy wire pictures, right? I always joke like, you know, there'd be like a little single strand of wire, because there's like a thatch of them, like hundreds, and it'd be like hanging down. And then I would walk by it and joke like, oh, I think I figured out what happened to the internet connection. That is what happened to the internet connection. Like these guys went up on like a huge ladder onto a pole. Okay. Like, we happened to catch this happening. The guy actually dropped his hard hat.
Oh,
it took out this potted plant thing. It was unbelievable. But anyway, it took them like 3 hours. And I was like, this is never gonna work. But it's fine. Like, it works fine.
I applaud your audacity you have gone to the greatest lengths I have ever seen to not have to run an Ethernet cable in your own home. It's impressive. It really is.
Yeah, I tested Ethernet on this box, which, by the way, is a Huawei box, so they figured out another way to track me. right? The speeds are identical, Wi-Fi and cable. Like, I was kind of hoping the cable would be faster, and I would say, given the cementness of the walls here, I don't think running Ethernet to the other rooms is that viable of an option. I mean, there were holes, so I guess it must be possible, technically. I'm not going to be drilling into concrete, I can tell you that. But anyway, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, Brad. I'm just a little frazzled here.
When are you coming back to your other home now?
Yeah. So yeah, tomorrow. And then I got to expedite my passport I have to redo my passport, and it's expiring. And I think Stephanie, my wife, are going to come out here, and Stephanie, my daughter, are going to come out here in June to do some more shopping. But I might not be back here until August. I got the big thing in July with a cruise and whatnot. So
it's kind of hard. It's crazy to believe that it's May. I mean, Windows is supposedly, I think around the 24th, it should 20. What we assume is 22H due. Who knows? They'll ship it in July just to make us angry or something. Should be hitting RTM, which is a little over a week. And then, like, it's summer season.
Seems really early, doesn't it?
It does. Seem...
So what did they... I don't know. I think we all have expectations.
Yep.
Hopes. Dreams. Whatever it might be. And it looks like 22H2 is going to be something a little different, you know?
Well,
both little and different.
The thing is they are really like trotting a weird line of like only one major update per year. But it's like, okay, OS updates, but we're just going to screw with everything else inside the OS along the way. But those aren't updates, and it's, we'll see.
Yeah, been a lot of language changes over the years, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't talk about things like RTM anymore. Windows 10 introduced the concept of feature updates, which we used to call upgrades, version upgrades. And now, you know, excuse me, I'm sorry, it's so dry here. We don't have language for this. It's like we have feature updates, which are kind of updates with a big U, and we have updates, which are like updates with a small U, I guess. And Windows 11 is something that Canon is being updated at any time. Like it's, I don't remember the exact feature, but there was a question about, I think it was Tabs and File Explorer. I thought that was coming in time for 22H2. No, it's not. Okay, so when's it coming? Like 23H2? No, we can do stuff like that anytime. I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
What
like
kind
this
of
is.
stuff? It's a different world.
Yeah, it's not like I don't want it to come off as negative, but it's trying to, for people, especially in the enterprise, who eventually will move to Windows 11, they need some sort of stability and sanity to know what's happening to their users, especially at scale. And so the fact that Microsoft is like, well, we'll just ship it whenever, like it's a little.
Yep, it's you're actually hitting on a good point, because it's in some ways it's worse when you understand the full story there, which is that. You can make this argument, well, it's okay because admins can control what features go to what users and at what time, maybe, to some degree. And it's like, yeah, that's cute. You just created this system where it's only one feature update a year, and everyone applauded you for that. And in the business world, they don't even want that. But it's like, you know, it's better than what it was. And now what you're saying is you can add features at any given time. Not only do I have to go to the work to figure out how to block those things, but now I have to go to the work of knowing when they're coming and that I may or may not want to block them, and there will be a lot of them. So like in the past, we could say something like, well, functional updates are happening once a year, twice a year, you know, whatever. At least I know that's the schedule. And now you're saying they could happen at any time. So not only do I have to do all this additional work, maybe I have to be up on the schedule as well. And what, you know, it's a hard, you know, you and I, you know, we've talked about this with Microsoft 365, how hard it is to keep up on what's going on, because there's so many features. Like every month, it's like, what is this? It's like 1,000 features every month. Well, they're turning Windows into this. And, you know, if you like change and you're an enthusiast, maybe that's fun. But if you're a business, it's like, how do you even manage that? I don't know. Yeah, I don't, well,
yeah, it's just an interesting.
By this point, Brad, we have both built careers complaining about Windows. I don't know. We should be ecstatic at this, I guess, because we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do. And that's why I don't want it to be negative, because it's like, I'm happy they're adding features. Like, that's a great thing. But just, you know, they've had a few communication issues over the entire life of the company. And maybe just helping us understand when things are going to arrive that makes it easier for planning. So,
communication, right? It always comes back to that.
So. Yeah. It always does. Just like now, I have to buy a bigger apartment in Mexico City.
Where you grow.